News release. Ontario Provincial Police Orillia. Members of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, Child Sexual Exploitation Unit and Orillia Detachment have arrested and charged a Midland resident following an online child luring investigation. On November 23, 2021, an investigation revealed that a male had made plans to meet in Orillia with an underage female for a sexual purpose. Officers arrested a suspect in Orillia. William Brooks, age 85 of Midland, has been charged with luring a child to facilitate sexual interference, under Section 172.1(1)(b) of the Criminal Code, cc. Luring a child to facilitate sexual assault, under Section 172.1(1)(b) of the cc. The accused was released from custody following a bail hearing and is scheduled to appear in court on December 21, 2021 at the Ontario Court of Justice in Orillia. Children are our most valuable and precious members of society. Many victims of child sexual abuse are so young that they cannot tell their story. Every time an image or video depicting that abuse is shared, that child is re-victimized. Members of the OPP Child Sexual Exploitation Unit will continue to pursue individuals who exploit children on the internet. Anyone wanting to make a difference is encouraged to go to www.protectchildren.ca and download the Child Sexual Abuse It Is Your Business brochure from the Canadian Centre for Child Protection. This is an important first step that can save a child. Parents are reminded to take a proactive approach to help protect their children from online sexual exploitation by speaking with their children regarding internet safety. Parents and anyone interested in protecting children can find resources to assist them at www.cybertip.ca. Police are asking anyone who may have information regarding this investigation or if you have information regarding internet child exploitation, please contact the OPP at 1-888-310-1122. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. Tips, or www.ontariocrimestoppers.ca. Reporting information may also be made on the internet through www.cybertip.ca.